Apple wants a piece of the gaming pie. Does the Bible tell us how to deal with conflict? And what games are coming out this month? All of that and more in this episode of A Christian Gaming Podcast. Welcome to episode 10 of A Christian Gaming Podcast. It is April 2nd, 2019. I am your host, Raina Swift Sage. This is a gaming podcast focused on putting God before gaming, being more mindful of our faith while we are gaming, gaming news, and much, much more. You can follow the show on Twitter at @A_CG Podcast. You can email the show at achristiangamingpodcast@gmail.com. And you can call the show and leave me a voicemail, and I will play it on the show. You can call and leave that voicemail at 269-248-1724. 248-1724. 248-1724. So I did get a voicemail, so I will be actually debuting that in Daily Bread. So here we go. All right, I did get a voice message in, so I'm going to play that right now because I'm putting it into Daily Bread and not into our carrier pigeon because it has something to do with the topic of Daily Bread. So, hey, here we are.
Oh, hey, it's me, Reno. This is Bob Bird. I think you recognize me from when you did your Raid the Dark podcast, and I just want to let you know I've been listening to your new show, and I had a question for you. I've been going to a new church too, and I've loved listening to how God worked in your life, and I signed up to help the men's ministry, and I kind of got into a little kerfuffle with one of the gentlemen. We had a difference of opinion, and I was just wondering how do I go about making it right with him. You know, I like the guy. He just must have been having a bad day. And I wanted to get your thoughts on it. So I love what you're doing, and it's been nice catching up. Bye. This is Bobbert out.
Oh, hey, Bobbert. I remember Bobbert. Bobbert was a mainstay on my old podcast, Rated Arc. So it's awesome to hear from Bobbert again. And it kind of goes into what I wanted to talk about, actually. So it works out very well. So, yeah, Bobbert, that kind of does make going to church a little awkward when you go there under the impression that, or the assumption, you know, that there should not be any drama in church. You know, it's really common for us to think that the one place that you shouldn't have to run into any bad attitudes or conflict is church. You know, after all, we're, you know, going there to be more Christ-like, right? Well, to be honest, we are going to church as broken people, and because we know that we need God to fix us. So just walking through those set of doors does not make us immediately transformed into a top-notch Christian. And I see that a lot, especially on like Facebook, these little memes always kind of taking jabs at Christians going, oh, Christians think they're so perfect because they go to church. No, honey, it's because we know we're broken and that's why we go to church. You know, I get very like, oh, I do my eye roll, my side eye, and I've kind of learned to just scroll on by that nonsense because it's just people trying to feed. So do not let them. So yeah, we come to church. We come to church weak and thirsty for God. Assuming that you will not run into any conflict in church is actually not the way to look at it. I personally like to see it as a blessing, that the enemy sees our church as such a threat that he is working overtime trying to burn it down from the inside out. You know, it's been said that if your life is free of turbulence, you're not a threat to the enemy. And I feel that way. Every bump and bruise we get as we strive for a more Christ-centered life should be worn with a badge of honor. We might actually encounter more conflict because the enemy knows everyone there is trying to be more Christ-like, and that is definitely not on his agenda. Your brothers and sisters in Christ are targets of the enemy, just like you. He will lie and cheat and manipulate anyone he can to get his hands on. And he also loves it when he can use someone's bad day to lash out at a new member and perhaps even cause them not to want to come to church again. I was told to look at church like a hospital. We come there because we know we are broken and we know God can make us whole. What we need to strive for is more grace for understanding. Accountability is important, but taking the time to air your grievances, offer forgiveness, and to move on with grace should be our goal. God actually has advice for us in the Bible, in case you did not know. You can find it in Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 to 30. And I'm going to read you that as the New English Translation, Restoring Christian Relationships. Starts with Matthew verse 15 in chapter 18. So 15, starting now. If your brother sins, go and show him his fault when the two of you are alone. If he listens to you, you have regained your brother. But if he does not listen, take one or two others with you, so that the testimony of two or three witnesses, every matter may be established. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. If he refuses to listen to the church, treat him like a Gentile or a tax collector. And then in 18, it continues with, I tell you the truth. Whatever you bind on earth will have been bound in heaven, and whatever you release on earth will have been released in heaven. Again, I tell you the truth. If two of you on earth agree about whatever you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. For where two or three are assembled in my name, I am there among them. So then this was a conversation between Jesus and Peter. Peter then came to him and said, Lord, how many times must I forgive my brother who sins against me? As many as seven times? And Jesus said to him, not seven times, I tell you, but 77 times. So pretty much just never stop forgiving. That doesn't mean be a repeated punching bag. Forgiveness is not a welcome mat to continue people's toxic and abusive behavior on you. But he's saying it is very important for you to continually forgive people. But it is okay to distance yourself from them, you know, if it is an abusive, toxic situation. But in the case of Bobber, you know, turning that other cheek, forgiving him, maybe approaching the guy like the Bible says, approach him and just one-on-one say, you know, try to talk it out. And then if he doesn't listen, maybe tap some friends or a mutual friend to kind of maybe hear. Sometimes it helps to have a mediator. So, and then they say, if that doesn't help, and since this happened in the church, you know, maybe bring in the pastor or take it to the church. That's what the Bible says to do. Now, it doesn't say, you know, if somebody doesn't open the door for you at the store and you're like, listen here, buddy, you need to open that door. And then you don't go run and get your pastor and tattle on the guy. That's not what it's saying. You know, this is to help restoring your Christian relationships with your brothers and sisters in church. So I think that's some great advice. And not a lot of people know that the Bible is so full of advice. You know, we just think it's these little parables here and there. And yeah, those are very applicable. They apply to our life right now. And he definitely does have little manuals tucked away in the Bible, and it's really cool. So once again, that is Matthew 18, chapter 18, verses 15 through 30. And thank you, Bobber, for calling in. So, you know, Bobber broke the ice. You guys hop on in, share your testimonies. What's God doing in your life? You want to share it on the show. Do you have some gaming news? What are you doing in game? You got something you're excited about? You know, anything, feel free, leave me a voicemail, nothing crazy because, you know, I won't put it on, but other than that, you know, have at it. They're going to be moving into Carrier Pigeon. This is my intro. Oh, what? Oh my goodness. Man, every week there's a pigeon just flies through my window and smacks it to my studio. Wow! This is so awesome. This is a message from Vern. Vern wrote on my YouTube channel, Love it, Raina. Your bubbly, clean disposition on the Rated Arc podcast has been one of my favorite aspects of it. Now I understand where your joy comes from. Game on. So thank you so much, Vern. That means a lot. I do post my videos up on YouTube at Raina Plays, and I post the podcast up there too. Any streams that I do or highlights I've been posting there, you can just search on YouTube for Raina Plays.
Heads up.
I don't think he knew that poll was there.
I don't think he knew that poll was there either. For real. I don't think he did. But guess what? Guess what? I knew this poll was here. All right. I tweeted out, what platform do you game the most on? Feel free to tweet your platform, if not included. So we had a whopping 40 votes. And out of the 40 votes, 57% said that they game on their computer, followed by 33% game on a console, 8% game on mobile, and 2% game on tabletop. So that is really awesome. I obviously am a PC gamer. I do kind of have a little side-eye envy on the consoles because, you know, they get to sit on their couch and do their thing. But I do really like the versatility of my PC. And Peter and Martin at time_spike on Twitter said, I spend the most time gaming on the PC, but I derive the most enjoyment when I can do tabletop. Love my TTRPG group. Woo woo! Go, Peter! I agree. If you can get a group of friends together to do tabletop games, that I think is definitely where the most fun is. I agree with Peter. But the hard part is finding enough people that have that interest. And that's my problem. Like, I'm new at it. I've only got to do Dungeons and Dragons like once. And it was fun. And I don't know anybody in my real life who does it. It's like nobody talks about it. And so I don't know. I did enjoy it and it was a lot of fun. So if you have that opportunity, go you, go you. Oh, hey, what have I been up to? Well, I'll tell you. You know, you notice this episode took a little while to come out. So I was battling allergies. I feel like I still am, but I found the right medicine that is like right medicine mixture to kind of help me along. But I just could not find the energy to game, to read, to bullet journal, nothing. It was just pretty much be a mom, be a wife, go to bed. That's it. That's all I wanted to do. I could not keep my eyes open. So I got some, you know, got my allergies under control. So I feel like I got my energy back. So, and plus the weather, you know, it's in that we're just started into April, but it has that trickster March stuff going on in the mitten where it looks super sunny outside and you go out and you still freeze your bum off. You know, that's what we've been doing. So I have been enjoying the sun here in Michigan. 50 degrees feels like 80, you know, you'll see people with their flip flops and their shorts on and it's quite hilarious. So we have been enjoying as many days that we can outside, get some fresh air and get some sun, and also hosting all the things at church. We've had like back-to-back baby showers all month. And that takes a lot out of you. I don't care who you are. That takes a lot out of you. All these social events and stuff like that. So I'm on the social committee. So that has made it more interesting and very busy. But in my gaming life, I have got to play more Elder Scrolls Online, and I love it. I love Elder Scrolls Online. I cannot tell you. I really am super surprised. And what's really cool is it is on sale right now for half off, $9.99. You can buy Elder Scrolls Online, and there is no sub. So for $10, you can get the base game. You can subscribe to the Elder Scrolls SO Plus, and then you can have it unlocks all the DLC content, so you don't have to buy all their DLC packages if you don't want to. You can just pay that monthly $14.99, and it opens the door to everything, so that's pretty cool too. So we got to this past Saturday, my buddy Luminen and my buddy Goon and my buddy J-Girl, we all got into Elder Scrolls, and we rolled our, like, we had two of them just started playing that night, And then I had already been playing for a couple of weeks, and then Luminen has been like living in Elder Scrolls Online, so he like got to school us, and he took us on a little tour, and we like did dungeons and these things. I can't remember what they were called. I kept wanting to call them, I think they're dolmens or something, but they're like world events that you just hop in. It's like a public world event, and this boss pops up and everybody hops on and kills it and stuff, and you get lots of levels, and we were having a blast. 3 a.m. came like super fast, so that has been my gaming life right now, is just playing a lot of Elder Scrolls. So I still have my Ark Survival Evolved love in my pocket, but you know when you get bitten by a game and you just hop back and forth in between your two loves. So Ark and Elder Scrolls are definitely my two loves. So that's what I've been doing. I have a new little segment, and here we go. Okay, I have a good news story. I wanted to get started with the news before I hop into gaming news. I wanted to throw in some good news. So, if you did not know, that there was a deadly monster EF4 tornado that had recently tore through Lee County in Alabama, and the storm devoured nearly everything in its path, but one Christian family miraculously survived. And they were huddled inside of a prayer closet that was literally the only thing left standing in their house. Is that not amazing? That would just, gives you goosebumps. That massive twister killed 23 people. Keep them and their family in our prayers. That included 4 children. But the amazing testimonies are still coming forward after the aftermath. The catastrophic events like this definitely are very devastating and very hard to come to grips with, but there are a lot of eyewitness stories coming out that proves God's power to protect. So Jason Smith, he serves as a chaplain with the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team, and he went to the tornado zone to minister to the survivors of the EF4 tornado. And what he spotted there ministered to him, a piece of slab left from a home that had been demolished by the storm. So Smith was surprised by what he found there. He went public with the story to offer some inspiration, and the images he shared from that house have actually gone viral. He's quoted saying, "Listen to me, please. I just left a family who survived the tornado in this house, and the only thing left standing is this closet." Smith wrote this in his viral Facebook post. Sitting upright on the thick, flat piece of concrete where the frames were to what appeared to be a closet. It's the grandmother's prayer closet, and the whole family survived. Smith, while in total shock, also knew that there could only be one reason behind the family surviving a deadly tornado that day. My God is awesome. Shout somebody. Woohoo! My God is awesome. This isn't the only astounding story to emerge from a recent tornado. As CBN News has also reported, 40 kids were miraculously shielded as they sang "Jesus Loves Me," even though a tornado in Kentucky ripped off the roof from the church where they were sheltering. So if you are feeling down and out and you are feeling like you are under attack, Jesus loves you and he's got your back. These are amazing stories, and these are just little drops in the bucket of things that are going on. And the mainstream media does not want you to hear this. They want you to hear how horrible the world is and how horrible everybody is and how everybody's going to die. You know, let's put our eyes on the prize, and that's Jesus Christ. So we're going to be moving into gaming news. Here we go. Okay, I had to throw this in here. I love this woman. She is so precious. I love this lady. Maybe because my grandma's evil. I won't get into it, but she's kind of, you know, like that nursery rhyme that's like Billy Goat's Gruff and there's that little troll under the bridge? That's my grandma. Not the goats, the troll. Bless her heart. I pray for her all the time. She's an interesting little duck. But this grandma right here is amazing. Her name is Shirley Scurry. You can follow her on Twitter at Shirley Scurry. And she also has a YouTube channel. And that is what I wanted to tell you guys about. There is a new documentary out about her. And it was tweeted out by Gameumentary. Yeah. And they focus on different documentaries on different types of gaming, people who are gaming, stuff like that. So that's why they call them Gameumentaries. So they say games are for everyone. So watch our latest documentary now, in which we share the heartwarming story of the gaming grandma at Shirley Scurry. Says the story of Shirley Curry is the embodiment of the idea that games are for everyone. On her 83rd birthday, follow the journey of Shirley Curry as we explore how Skyrim, YouTube, and thousands of passionate fans changed and enriched a grandmother's life. It is so cool. I only got halfway through and I was like, okay, I gotta actually stop doing my show notes and start recording because I'm gonna sit here and watch this whole documentary. She's so precious. And the ironic part is, before I even bought Elder Scrolls Online, I had Googled like Let's Plays and stuff to see if I would even like it. And hers was one of the first ones I watched. And she was one of the reasons why I even got Elder Scrolls Online because of Shirley. She's so awesome. So, yay! Go, Shirley! I put the link, obviously, in the show notes because why wouldn't I? That's what I do. It is ChristianGamingPodcast.com. That's where you can find the show notes. We're moving into the next piece of news. In anticipation of the upcoming 25th anniversary of Warcraft, Blizzard partnered with GOG.com. That's G-O-G. Are you down with the G-O-G? All right. Anyways, to release the real-time strategy classics that started it all. Warcraft Orcs and Humans and Warcraft 2 Battle.net Edition, including both the original Tides of Darkness and the Beyond the Dark Portal expansion. Players can once again explore these universe-defining games as they become available digitally and DRM-free for the first time ever, exclusively on GOG.com. Blizzard, the developers of Diablo, dazzled the PC peeps and finally won over console gamers with Diablo 3 Ultimate Evil Edition. Now they have decided to jump to yet another platform, like so many titles are doing these days. They are locking in on bringing Diablo 3 to our smartphones. It will be called Diablo Immortal. Their decision actually was announced on the last BlizzCon, but they have actually continued to release a little bit more information. The announcement immediately divided the game's hardcore fan base, because not everybody thought that that was a great idea. I'm sure they were waiting for more Diablo news to come out, like maybe more content, but nope, they were releasing it now to smartphones. Diablo Immortal does not have an official release date yet. Many were expecting a 2019 release, but a statement that came out in February of 2019 from Blizzard CFO Dennis Durkin was aimed at easing investor expectations. So he stated that the company had no major releases planned for 2019, which also kind of ticked some people off. Why would you announce something at BlizzCon and then actually let an entire year and a half pass by before you have any intentions on releasing anything else? Who knows? But here we go. Hello Games co-founder Sean Murray revealed in a press release that No Man's Sky's next update called Beyond will include big changes to the game. One of those changes is No Man's Sky Online. Murray wrote that he doesn't consider No Man's Sky an MMO. No Man's Sky Online will include a radical new social and multiplayer experience, which empowers players everywhere in the universe to meet and play together. In a press release on March 25th, 2019, Apple introduced Apple Arcade. They call themselves the world's first game subscription service for mobile, desktop, and the living room. They also said that the Apple Arcade will feature brand new original games from acclaimed indie developers, major studios, and legendary creators Hironobu Sakaguchi and Ken Wong, and Will Wright. Apple stated that the Apple Arcade games will redefine games and be curated based on originality, quality, creativity, fun, and their appeal to players of all ages. They claim that Apple Arcade will give customers the freedom to try any game from its handpicked collection of titles that are all you can play, have no ads, ad tracking, or additional purchases, and respect user privacy. Which I can see why all of those things would be very, very ideal for people right now who are used to playing on like the Google App Store. They're just riddled with ads and tracking and additional purchases and stuff. So I can see where if you're a hardcore mobile gamer, something like this would be definitely a relief. Apple said that the family sharing access is included by default in the Apple Arcade. We don't know the price for the Apple Arcade subscription at the moment, and I personally wonder how much subscription fatigue we can handle once everything from music to TV, movies, and games are all locked behind monthly subs. That can definitely rack up fast. Google believes the future of gaming is not a box, as stated on the Google Store website. Introducing Google Stadia. Google introduced Stadia at GDC in 2019. It is a new gaming platform from Google for playing AAA video games across all kinds of screens. Game where you want, when you want. Play across multiple devices, including laptops, desktops, and select phones and tablets. High-speed internet connection is required. New ways to play through YouTube and beyond. You can go from watching a video to playing a game in seconds, with even more innovative experiences to come for select gamers. Now that would be pretty amazing. Could you imagine watching a Let's Play and go, hey, I want to play that game, and then there you are. That would be amazing. Up to 4K HDR at 60 FPS is what they are claiming. Enjoy gaming the way you love with beautiful HDR graphics and smooth frame rates. 4K HDR 60 FPS are dependent on your bandwidth though. Gameplay experience may vary based on quality of internet connection. You can play instantly, no updates, no downloads, jump right into the game. You can check out more of this at the Google.com magazine Stadia. And Stadia's cloud-based infrastructure evolves to meet the demands of players, developers, and YouTube creators. But here's some stuff they didn't mention. They mentioned rolling out an international rollout as the year goes on. Yet a lot of the countries where gaming is really hot, like China and Japan, were not even mentioned. So there's that. They didn't tackle the latency concerns. Their Project Stream trial went very well, but there's no way to know how latency will be when it's actually released. And they also did not tackle the bandwidth requirements. During their test, 25 Mbps, megabytes per second, was recommended. 4K streaming would actually push the limits, so the required megabytes per second may have to be elevated again. So I'm curious if this will have online gaming stores competing and having to adapt, especially with Google having YouTube in its pocket for streaming already. I mean, those two, being able to stream a game and then hop into it seamlessly is definitely a strong point. So, you know, they had a lot of fluff talk, but there were a lot of main questions I feel they did not cover yet. But that's just my opinion. Steam sales. I already told you about ESO. You can get it right now for $9.99. And you can play it for free, I believe, until April 4th. And the base game is, like I said, still 50% off. So, and that is going until April 8th. And their Darksiders franchise is on sale. And the sales run from 10% to 80%. Borderlands 2 is now 78% off, making the game only $8.79. There's a lot of Borderlands sales going on Steam. PS4 Plus freebies for April. We are giving all of the freebies. April's PS Plus games are The Surge and Conan Exiles, and they'll be available to download starting on Tuesday, April 2nd, 2019. Xbox Wire, Microsoft unveiled April 2019's games with gold lineup. The entire list of titles can be found right now. The Technomancer, available April 1st to April 30th on Xbox One. Outcast, Second Contact, available April 16th to May 15th on Xbox One. Star Wars Battlefront 2, available April 1st to April 15th on Xbox One and Xbox 360. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2 will be available April 16th to the 31st on Xbox One and Xbox 360. The streaming site, Twitch, has announced its latest benefit for its Twitch Prime subscribers, a free year of Nintendo Switch Online service, which usually costs $19.99. The streaming site is giving out this free service in a two-stage process. First, subscribers will be able to claim a free three-month membership, and after 60 days, they'll be able to come back to get the other 9 months, presumably to stop people from signing up for a single month and then claiming the free year and then bailing. The deal is open to both new and existing Switch Online subscribers. Current users will get the extra months added to their existing plan. Bandai Namco US tweeted out, "Collect your favorite characters, build unstoppable decks, and fight to win in Super Dragon Ball Heroes World Mission. Check out this new video to see how to use your perfect team in battle." So I will include that in the show notes. And you can follow all the info if you use the hashtag Super Dragon Ball Heroes. And this game releases on April 5th. Okay, we're going to wrap up gaming news with April's 2019 video game release dates. Shovel Knight Showdown, PC, Mac, Linux, PS4, Wii U, Switch, Xbox One, all coming out on April 9th. We have Mortal Kombat 11 coming out on the Switch, Xbox One, PS4, and PC on April 23rd. Days Gone is coming out on PS4 on April 26th. Super Meat Boy Forever is coming out on PC, PS4, Xbox One, iOS, Android, and Switch in April, and the actual release date is yet to be confirmed. And Dauntless is coming out on PC, Switch, PS4, Xbox One, and for also an April release date, but also cannot be confirmed.
You know, if we're gonna do this thing, we need to come up with a name, something.
Yeah, I know.
Something catchy, something.
I've been thinking about it.
Electric.
What does this feel like?
So what about?
What about? You know, me and my pals, we caught ourselves in a very similar situation this week when we were making a guild in Elder Scrolls Online. So if you're playing and you want to join our guild, you can just head to reignofplays.com and join our Discord and get to know us, and we can invite you because Luminen is our guild leader, and we were trying to find out a name for a guild. And I'm like, hey, you know, I know this website called fantasynamegenerators.com. Why don't we give it a roll? And oh my goodness, so many crazy names. So we ended up we were actually mocking the fantasy name generator in our Discord, and we came up with this. We named ours Oath of the Blooms, I think it is, because it sounds very much like a fantasy name generated name. So here we go. We have 10 names to help you help yourselves find a guild, clan, or tribe name. Righteous Supremacy, Independent Vigor, World Assault, Shades of the Diseased, Shame of the Spear. I guess Shades of the Diseased would be like a good necro kind of a guild. If we had like an RP undead guild or something, I guess it would be like Shades of the Diseased, Shame of the Spear. Oh, I'm not going to go there. Trial of the Mysterious, Recruits from the Woods, Better Than from the Corn. Forsaken Well, Marble Ford, and Black Rats. All right, there we go. There's your names. Not a really good batch this round. Anyways, good luck with that. All right, here we go. enter gaming realms this week, in and out of game. Let us be intentional and mindful with our actions. What's something we can do to glorify God in game? Please let me know what you've come up with. Send in any ideas, any prayer requests. Like I said, you can call the show now. Follow the show on Twitter at @A_CG podcast. You can email the show at christiangamingpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @RannaPlays. And you can call the show now and leave me a voicemail at 269-248-1724. It's 269-248-1724. I should come up with a jingle. Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, hey, guys, that's episode 10. Thanks for sticking around. And I will see you for episode 11. Bye. What are you still doing here? Well, I guess since you're still sticking around, here's a few bloopers for you. Blizzard in anticipation, Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2, available April 16th. Bandai Namco US at Bandai Namco US on Twitter tweeted out, collect your favorite queer character. I was going to say characters. What? What is going on? Let's do that again. Bandai Namco US tweeted out, collect your favorite characters, build unstoppable. It's happening. My tongue is dying. Let's try that again. Super Meat Boy Forever comes out on PC. I just had to read it that way. I don't know why. But Super Meat Boy Forever